That's Fontella Bass in the background. Ah, yes it is. It's the, what is it, the 24th. The 24th of April 2017. Don't pay any attention to this 2016 things I have written on the website. Sometimes I keep forgetting the new year is dawned upon us. It is a Monday morning in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California. Beautiful day shaping out to be. I shouldn't leave garden tools in the driveway. I drove over one of my garden tools. Now I gotta go and get a tire fixed. There it is, John Coleman, in the real. Thank you for coming to my website. Can't you see that I'm lonely? I remember that, Fontella Bass. Just listening to the oldies on my computer. And let me turn it down so I can talk to you. All right. That I'm lonely. Yeah. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a nice holiday. I hope everything is going well in your lives. Well, now here I am on my little excursion of retirement. Let me give you the secrets of retirement. Retirement means that you are not going to pursue another 8-hour job a day to drill out some dollars. I'm serious when I say this. I'm going to really, really try to tackle. I got to stop making mistakes like I did yesterday and driving over garden tools and having to get tires fixed, because that drains money. Okay, where it shouldn't be drained from. That was a stupid move on my behalf. Coming in last night with a friend and driving in my car, and I'm driving in my dark driveway, and boom, there was a tool there because I'm working in the backyard. So, well, I don't know what that's going to hit me for, but I got to run flat tires. So I'll go to a tire place and say, can you repair it? If not, give me another one. There you go. More money out of there. Ooh, I hate spending money. And isn't that the way it's supposed to be? When you're retired, you're not supposed to be spending money that you have no business spending. You don't go anywhere unless you have to go. I took Canto out to get him a... what do you call these backpacks that these kids use? Canto's getting ready to leave here this week. As a matter of fact, he'll be going back to Papua New Guinea for good. He'll be going to establish a life, a living, and hopefully a love. You know, find a woman that he can marry there in New Guinea. And he just doesn't seem satisfied finding some gal here that's not asking how much money is he generating. You know, one of the things that men used to do is they used to have dreams and set out to do it. Canto's kind of like that. Got these dreams that he's setting out to accomplish. And in setting out to accomplish them, he's done a pretty good darn job of doing that. And I like that. I like that 100%. Here's a man that has fulfilled all of his dreams, all of his wishes, bringing it to pass, making his world work where he is. And what has that to do with my subject matter of time? Canto's been with me. Ooh, what is he? Let's see. He'll be 29, I think. Yeah, 29. And so that means he's been with me since he's been 20, I think. So it's been about 8-9 years he's been hanging around. He's been in my life. And to watch this young man grow into a man, it's quite a challenging adventure. I'm riding around with him yesterday in the car and going to Santa Monica to pick up one of these bags. You know, he puts everything that he has in this bag and he straps it on his back. Canto strong as a bull, straps it on his back, and he buys his ticket and he just takes off going. Time. I've seen time develop this young boy, really, into a man. Time. Won't go into the dollars that it took to help get him to that place. It was a lot of my dollars. And I tell you the truth, if I had held on to a lot of money that I spent on a lot of these guys, I would be in far better shape than I'm in right now financially. I'll tell you the truth. A lot of people tell me, John, you're a fool for investing in people like that, and you get no returns. And I'm still getting a bunch of flap back, you know, bunch of flap. You know, people flapping their mouth at you, blah, 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 blah. I had a friend of mine in Chicago. He told me. He said, will you ever learn? You keep putting yourself up, John, for failure. He says, that generation can't accomplish anything but wearing out somebody's wallet. What, you know, that's a darn shame if that's what you think life is all about. I'm sitting in the studio right here, and I've been in the studio, in the space, all right? Time, you're talking about time. I've been in this space since 1974. I remember when the space was first looked at, when I came in here to peer into this room to see the dimensions of the room before we even purchased the house. You know, I saw visions of double bunk beds for my daughters. That's what I saw, because we had the two little kids on the way growing up when we moved here. See, time. I have memories, everything. I can look back. Good times, bad times, good holidays. Never had a bad holiday in this house until after Lucy died. After Lucy died, all the holidays got bad. Not that bad things happen. It's just that I had nothing to look forward to. That was exciting. Because in time, what you do is you develop, you know, you have history, family, all that. You have wife, you have the kids, you have memories, you have holidays, birthdays, situations, circumstances. Hey, she's at UCLA, she doesn't have a ride home, you're going to have to go to Westwood to pick her up, to bring her here, and remember, the other one has to go here, she has to meet her friends out in the valley over here, and who, daddy had to do all that stuff. Time. Time. Hmm. My book? Well, I tell you what I'll do this morning. Since I'm still writing down, and you know, I'm taking my time with it. It reminds me of a movie that I have in my library that I saw. This guy's supposed to be painting, you know, supposed to be painting, but he ain't painting nothing. He never lets anybody in his studio to see his work. He says, well, I'm painting. I don't want people to see my work. And so when it comes down to it, he hasn't been doing a thing but hiding out in there trying to figure out what the hell he's going to do with his life. It's kind of weird because I feel that way myself. You know, like I'm trying to figure out what am I going to do. Morio was telling me, he says, John, you ought to clear your heart out of people and so that you can finish your book. If I got up, because see, I get up in the morning now, and instead of fighting the traffic and getting my formats together for the college classrooms and all that, I really got tired of it, people. Just tired of it. Tired. In time, I got, you know, I said, John, come on, man, you're 73. What? What, you're going to keep doing this? You're going to keep creating careers and doing this and getting up and going here and doing that? I don't want the accolades. I don't want the awards. I don't want the trophies. I don't want pat on the backs. If people are so, I guess this is what time has shown me. If people, and I'll read some of the things here. We'll see what some of the youngsters had to say about love, you know. But if you really look at what is being produced today, in the lives of people, you can either take a negative view or a positive view. I take a positive view. I like what I see developing in people, and I'll give it a couple hours before I get to going around here, because I got to get that tire fixed. And that's money. I got to get a run flat for a Mini Coupe. You know how? Hey, bro man got up this morning. Wait a minute. Don't rub your face. Good to see you, bro, man. I'll feed you in a minute. Go sit down. Listen to this. Here's one student writing about love. What is love? Okay, from Frances. She says, love is a feeling that you have towards a person or a thing where you can live without them, where you can't live without them. When you love a person, it is hard not to be around them. That's right, Francis. You want to be around them. And then Abel says this, what is love? Love is a definition to a feeling that a person might feel. Nevertheless, it is simply a word to describe the existence of a life. All right, kind of philosophical. I like that. That was written in, what year? 2010. Loving this. Here's one from Tania. Tania Morales says, love is being able to be, wait a minute, let me read this right. Love is being able to be, accept a person for what they choose to be, whether it be gay, religious, or etc. To tell someone what they are doing wrong, even if that person doesn't want to hear it. The most important, to care for one another. I like this. Ms. Morales, back in the year of 2010, and I'm going to be making comments about each of those statements in my book. You know, why it's true, why it's not true, and that's how I'm going to write it. What is love? You know, just to get a finger on it. Here's another one from Travis. Travis says, love is a not discernible. Love is a not discernible. To be honest, is whatever you choose it to be. It can be a feeling, or it can be as simple as an expression for a person, or an expression for passion. Okay. An expression for passion, for love. Now, I'm not going to correct in my putting this in the book. I'm not going to correct because, see, time is not going to take away this person's thought of love when they wrote it. I hear Onika says that love is an expression of deep passion, the passion of caring, showing respect, and seeing only one good, and seeing only the good things in someone. Well, I would say seeing the bad things too. Because see, when you see the bad things in someone, you can really tell them about that. So that's what I have to do, is I have to go through all these definitions, write them down, write my feelings and my explanation. It's going to take time. And I'm kind of excited about that. But here I am manning the ship again and enjoying myself. You know, I was out last night and I went to a place that I had never gone to before with a friend of mine. He's been trying to get me to go out to this place, and I went out to it and I was quite surprised. I won't tell you about the place. It's not important. But I was quite surprised, and it just people, you know, just so many people gather in Los Angeles at these quaint little places. And when you find them and you find all these people gathered, you have to say, wow. And I was in there and I had gotten tired of being in there. And I said, you know what? It's too many people in here. I got to get out of here. But really love living in the city. And it's good to be alive during this time. I'm not going to let time get me down. I'm going to get on with the time. I want to share this with you before I take off and try to enjoy the rest of my day. Whatever place you find yourself in. Well, my room is being filled with people, and so I'm going to have to cut this short. But whatever you do, you find yourself doing what you should do to write your expression of love and put it in writing in print. It may change every day, but it should have the same consequence on it, whatever the case may be. Don't forget, it is an expression that lasts forever and ever. Now, let me see if my music is still playing here, because I'm going back to it. Yeah, see, she's finishing up. Thank you for coming to my website. It's been good having you listen to me chatter about time.